Sabres.
People are coming from every direction to save big now.
So if you need a car like I need a car needs a car,
head south to Artec Buick GMC, South Lindbergh at Tesson Ferry Road, and save, save, save.
Come down south to Artec Buick, where they'll really treat you right. Come down south to Artec Buick. Come on down and get the Artec price.
Yeah.
Come down south to Artec Buick. Come on down and get the Artec price.
Nancy Drew checks in with a look at Camo Export.
Well, Charlie, the Blues play the Edmonton Oilers tonight at the arena. This will be your only chance to see Wayne Gretzky here in St. Louis. He is one tough player to stop. And Jacques Martin says his Blues will have their work cut out for them tonight.
Whenever you play the Edmonton Oilers, they got tremendous offensive potential, and they're a great scoring club. So I think, you know, everybody's got to have even greater responsibility as far as shutting them down and making sure that, you know, we don't give them too much, because they got such great offense, and we got to play a defensive style, tight checking, and hope that we can capitalize when we get our opportunities.
Face-off is 7:35 at the arena. A crowd of over 15,000 is expected. Well, the Atlanta Falcons finally found a coach today, and they did not go far to get him. The Falcons named their own defensive coordinator, Marion Campbell, their new head man. Campbell had already been the Falcons head coach once. He was fired back in 1976. The Falcons, of course, originally wanted a big-name coach. They went after Dick Vermeil and Terry Donahue. Both turned them down. So Campbell gets it today. He signed a four-year contract. Today could be it for the America's Cup. Race number four is scheduled for 11 o'clock St. Louis time tonight, and victory would bring the Cup back home with San Diego's Dennis Conner. Conner and his Stars and Stripes lead the best of seven final, three races to none over Australia. And the Twins and Expos made a six-player deal today, with the Twins getting reliever Jeff Reardon from Montreal. And Minnesota will get left-handed starter Neil Heaton as the main man in their part of the deal. Charlie?
3-2-1-11-11 is the number four sports line. Weather line, 3-2-1-22-22. 24-hour-a-day telephone services from KMOX. At the KMOX St. Louis area forecast, partly sunny this afternoon with a high in the mid-40s. Fair tonight with a low near 30. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness with a high in the mid-40s. And then we expect colder weather with a chance for flurries on Thursday, high in the upper 30s to low 40s, after a low in the teens and 20s. Fair with a warming trend Friday and Saturday. 57% relative humidity now. Winds are from the north at 3. The barometer's rising from 30.16. It's mostly sunny, 43 degrees in St. Louis. 312, I'm Charlie Brown, KMOX Radio News. Here's Bruce and Ann.
All right. Thank you, Charlie. Good afternoon, Ann.
Hello there.
Got a little note from a gentleman at Minuteman Press. Kevin Murphy sent us over the simplified 1040. There's been a lot of talk about that. And if you just read what it says, it's a new government form.
Okay, that is simplified. One page. Well, it has a back to it, too. No, it doesn't. It's just one page. Okay, latest revision, 1040. Part one, income. You put down your Social Security number.
Mm-hmm.
How much money did you make last year? Okay, you write that down. Send it in. Write that down. And if you have any questions, you mark in a little box.
It looks like a government form, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. And it's listening. It's no joke.
And they would do it if they could get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of getting away with things, I just thought I would read this. And if we get in trouble for it, I'll blame it on you. All right?
I knew you would, but go ahead.
It says, begin discretionary material. Television news personality Linda Ellerbee thinks the networks are wrong in refusing to air ads for contraceptives. Speaking to a family planning conference in Albany, New York, Ellerbee said network executives are willing to run programs that teach you how to make babies, but not, she says, when or why or how not to. The host of ABC's Our World program says she doesn't think we'll be seeing any contraceptive ads on the networks until, quote, men have babies, a woman runs a network, or the president of a network gets AIDS. That's it from Linda.
Well, you know, it's unfair to quote somebody. Now, she was speaking to a Planned Parenthood group, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's unfair to quote people when they're speaking to specific groups, particularly politicians, because...
Well, that's the way she thinks.
They say whatever one group, the group they're talking to, thinks. And so they say one thing 1 hour, and they run down the street to another group and say something just the opposite. So you must never quote people when they're speaking to specific groups.
Have you read her book?
Linda Ellerbee?
Yeah.
I started to, and I wasn't very... It's more than I wanted to know. I didn't finish it.
You don't.
Yeah.
She had some fascinating things in there. I think she's
very bitter.
She thinks so?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, you know, she only makes, what, a half a million a year. Who wouldn't be bitter?
That's right.
I certainly would be if I was limited to that amount of money.
I think it's difficult to be in that higher echelon of showbiz. I think Barbara Walters probably has felt the same arrows. And if you're a woman, you just don't, you don't get it, because the network people all say, and a lot of local people say, people are not ready to consider women as competent. I think that's very frustrating to women who have great career goals in our business.
What else is there? What's going on today?
Well, I've got an article here that has piqued my fancy. Let's see, where is this from? I don't know what it's from. But it's about ex-husbands. It says, if you haven't got anything to worry about, you can rent an ex-husband. Okay?
They're the best kind, because they're a little bit broken in, I think.
Well, and you can, well, you don't have to take them into your bosom, so to speak. You just say that you rent the privilege of talking about them. So you meet this specific person, so you know exactly what you're complaining about. And then you have lots to talk to your friends about. You can talk about how he dresses, about his table manners. You can talk about how he wears sneakers. I mean, you can talk about all the things he does wrong. And you won't be left out when you're in couples, groups of couples, where women are complaining about their ex-husbands. I suppose you could rent an ex-wife, too. So, although I don't think men are so apt to talk about their exes, I think that's perceived as a failure on their part to pick her in the first place.
Oh, no, on the contrary. Men women are at fault here. It says 7 out of 10 divorced people say they're happier now than they were when they were married, but 4 out of 10 think that their former spouses are happier.
First of all, your statistics are peculiar. 7 out of 10 and 4 out of 10.
But see, there's the rub. 7 out of 10 divorced people say they are happier now that they've gotten divorced. Happier than they were before. This is just a generic...
Well, obviously, they wouldn't have been divorced before. What a silly survey that is.
No, there's more to it. But only 4 out of those 10 think that their former spouses are happy. In other words, whoever gets divorced feel that they did the right thing, but their spouse obviously is losing their company, and so therefore, how could they be happy?
Well, but I would think that would be true, because if you instigate the divorce, that means you're unhappy in the relationship, all right? But the other person may not be. The other person may think it's a perfectly splendid marriage.
I have found a surefire way, and I know that you would have asked me this had you known that I had this information, of how to succeed in a marriage, and it depends on the type of things you buy after you get married. If, for example, you buy self-centered things like stereos and Walkmans and aerobic outfits...
Are you listening, Jim White?
Chances are pretty good of getting a divorce. But if you buy general homey things like dishwashers and TVs that you can watch together and things of that nature, there's this whole study, and it's done by a university in New York. They studied 310 couples over 17 years. Those who buy items for the home, such as dishwashers, carpets, have an 80% greater chance of staying together than couples who bought stereos and TVs for their own selfish selves. So there you are.
Bree, is there a man who cares what color the davenport is?
Well,
or who even knows?
I think the next time you see a person browsing around the stereos or TV section of a store, you just run up and give them a stern talking to. You say, get out of there. Are you a married person? Get away from that.
That goes for hobbies. If you have hobbies and you spend a lot of money on your hobbies, that's not good, right?
I don't know. I just have my
Those are all things
here.
For yourself. You see? I bet most men don't know. You know, women always say, oh, I like to go shopping with you, dear, because it's our davenport, it's our draperies. Now, come with me. Can you tell me right now the color of the furniture in your living room and or draperies or carpeting?
Yeah, I can. But only because we went out and bought furniture during a sale at this store in Connecticut, and we liked the way it looked, and we never sat in it. You know how you do dumb things? Usually
it was uncomfortable.
It not only was, but it is.
Yes.
I've had this furniture for 5 years. I've lugged it halfway across the country. I wish that somehow it was insured and it would magically burn. So
you keep thinking when you move, you hope it won't arrive.
It is. It cost us too much money to throw away. We can't not keep it.
And you went along to buy that and didn't sit on it and didn't try it.
Neither one of us did. We just said, oh, that looks so wonderful. We'll buy this couch and this love seat. It is the most awful. It's like it was built for a small child. You fall off of it. Every time you get up out of it, you've got to reconstruct the furniture. You've got to pad the little pillows and things. Otherwise, it looks like some deformed creature. And it sits there, and it is the worst thing we ever did together as adults that we can talk about on the air.
What color is it?
It's, a little note on the, that's an idea, get rid of it on the trading station. I'll disguise my voice and I'll phone it in. It's a flowered print. It's very attractive. And if you ever saw it, you'd say, oh, how lovely.
What color is it?
Well, it's generally white, an off-white and background, and then there are green and sort of dusty rose-colored flowers and things, and it's not nearly as awful sounding as it looks, as it sounds. There are guys around here who wear sports jackets like that. But as furniture, it looks good. It looks good. We had it all Scotch-guarded and everything. No one has ever said
looking that. Good is all that matters, darling. You're looking marvelous.
As a matter of fact, yes, Fernando did say that. It is better to look good than to feel good.
That's right.
And since Ann and I qualify in one way or the other, and we won't tell you how, we'll be right back at 426-7900, 436-7900. The price just went up. And 1-800-222-1120. I'm Bruce Bradley with Ann Keith, and we can discuss whatever you like. There's a lot of things in the news that just may pique your interest. On the other hand, they may not. We'll find out.
Tonight on the Channel 11 Super Movie at 7.
Oh, a reminder, the St. Louis Zoo is open year-round. Be sure to take in the newly completed Jungle of the Apes with a spacious, comfortable, heated indoor display. The gorilla, orangutan, and chimpanzee facilities with two new baby chimps provide winter visitors another natural habitat. At
Bruce Bradley and Ann Keith at your service, kind of. 436-7900 and 1-800-222-1120. So what do I do about this?
Well, it brings up the whole question of whether we decorate our homes to look good, seriously now, or whether we decorate for comfort. I would guess the former. And maybe it'd be interesting to hear from people to see whether, A, they ever sit in their living room, or whether it's just a room to have for people to walk by on their way to the family room, or whether the furniture in there is so uncomfortable, that's why they don't sit there, because it only looks good. I don't know.
Well, when I think back to my childhood, the living room was a place that you never lived. You would die if you lived there, because your mother would come along and say, get out. I just vacuumed, or I just swept, or that's your father's chair, or any number of things that they say to get you out. But we had good furniture there, but we never, and of course in those days, you never had family rooms. You just had a living room, sometimes a dining room, and a kitchen, and that was it, and the bedrooms. But we spend all the time in the bedroom. I'm in my PJs at 7 o'clock at night, and I have no place else to go. I can't sit in that living room. It's terrible.
Well, in my youth, we had a parlor. And now, to get in the parlor, you literally had to die. It was, or get married. It was for wakes and weddings.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were laid out, you were laid out in your parlor. And that's where all the best furniture was. But it was locked up every other time. It smelled like mothballs always.
And also, it had little white crocheted doilies on the arms.
Kind of McCasters.
What do they call them?
McCasters. Yeah, because the McCaster was the oil in your hair, and the Anta was to prevent the oil in your hair from...
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Getting on that terrible horse hair.
I bet David Strauss doesn't even know that. He's listening. I mean, he knows now. And also, of course, the fabled plastic. Now, my mother never did that. My wife doesn't either. But I would just slip off into oblivion.
Or on the lampshades. Mm-hmm. Leaving the cellophane on the lampshades so they keep nice for the next wife.
Let's take a phone call. You're on KMOX and you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, Bruce?
Yeah.
I think that I have the other two love seats that goes with those two that you brought down from Connecticut. The other thing I think was trying to find the damn rug to match those colors when you got it.
What color is it?
Well, we finally got green, green to match the seat, but we bought the two love seats first.
You know, that's another thing that happened, is that we had to get a rug to match the furniture, or to go with the furniture, to complement it, and the rug cost a fortune, and then we had to leave that in Connecticut because, you know, you can't lug a rug across the country to a place you've never seen before because it might not fit. So we gave the rugs that we'd paid a great deal of money for to our kids, and the kids gave them away to somebody who wanted to tattoo a dog or something, and so it's a terrible story all the way through.
Well... I got the two love seats here. When you call up, what's his name up there on Saturday morning there to get rid of yours, you tell him the other two are available.
Make it a deal. I'm very invested in your St. Louis men, because statistics show that men, A, invariably do not know the color of their wife's eyes. What color are your wife's eyes?
Brown.
Brown, okay, very good. And that they invariably also do not know the colors in their house. Not in the bedroom, not in the living room, not anywhere.
Well, I'm not good at colors. I still have to come to my wife like a small child and say, what do I wear today? I want to wear this jacket and these pants. And then she'll say, well, you can wear this jacket, but you can't wear these pants. And then once you find the pants, then you select a shirt, and then you bring a rack of ties down. And I feel like I'm about 5 years old, but I keep forgetting. And I have no idea. And she'll say, can't you see this blue in this and this blue in that? And I'll say, oh, yeah.
You can see you just don't want to.
No, it's not that I don't want to, because I hate to follow her around the house looking for her and saying, you know...
Does this go together?
I have to get dressed now. Help me out.
She has great taste. You always look sensational.
That's because she knows she's got... Hello, you're on KMOX.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I'd like to have the fabric from your couch for mine. My couch is comfortable as you can see. The book is great. I don't like the material.
Oh, boy. I wish that we could do that. Spin our couch and send a hi to you, right? That's a wonderful idea. We had a couch, an old couch in our living room before we bought this new great stuff that we could lie down on, we could spill stuff on. The dog, if you had a dog, could leap up on it and you wouldn't go bananas. And it's all changed now. We just, I wish the living room was in the garage because every night when I walk into that house, I begin steaming. And the only redeeming feature of this, Anne, is the fact that both of us did it. We can't subtly dig the other one for saying, boy, oh boy, you know, look at the stuff in the living room and it's your fault.
No, but if there's ever a really big fight in your household, I'm sure that will be a factor. And furthermore, I hate this furniture you made me buy.
You think we'd do a thing like that? A well-adjusted, middle-aged couple?
Yeah.
Hello, you're on KMOX.
Hi, Bruce. How are you, man?
Hi.
I'm going to kind of change the subject here because I was hoping to get both of you on the air. Especially Ann. My dog just said hello.
Hi, dog.
Since you used to live in the yard, I'm getting ready, I think, to move to Bermuda and take a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I was curious. I got all the pamphlets from the hotel and everything explaining basically just the hotel. And I was curious about what the island's really like and the atmosphere and the weather and the people and things like that.
I don't know.
You're going to paradise.
Oh, am I?
Yes, sir. Bermuda is a low-bath, courteous. I was with a British colony, very soft-spoken. I love Bermuda. The weather is terrific, and the people are nice. Oh, girl, you're lucky. You know that?
Yeah. I was offered a job at
I didn't think anybody worked in Bermuda.
Believe it or not, in the pamphlet, it says one of the stipulations is the food and beverage manager of the hotel is a friend of mine. That's how I got the job.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to find out if he has looked in the colony for employment instead of going outside to find it, because supposedly the unemployment rate in Bermuda is zero.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who lives there has a job.
Good news.
So you, I guess you're not allowed to go down there and become a bum. That's why you have to have all these signed affidavits and things like that you know what you're doing. I have been a waiter, and it's a pretty lengthy,
Well, our hearts and livers and spleens go with you. We wish we're going too.
Yeah, it's a neat place. And besides, it's the only place that I know of that you can buy cashmere sweaters of a very light weight. They're made in England, but they make them especially for the islands. And most cashmere sweaters are so hot that mm-hmm. out here in St. Louis, we die. But you can throw away all your boots and your winter coats.
Could I buy enough sweaters?
You have to buy a bicycle down there.
To cover my couch with it.
To cover the couch? We could do a patchwork business.
What I'm thinking of doing is maybe if I cover the couch in cashmere, disguise it as a large animal, then I can shoot it.
Or a zebra. I've got an old zebra rug someplace. I'll look it up for you.
That's what I need, is zebra furniture. Integrated furniture. We'll be right back.
The savings are now up to 50%, but the clock is running out on the Joseph A. Bank Winter Sale. Our first and only sale of the season, the one classic men and women wait all year for. It's your once-a-year opportunity to acquire regular Joseph A. Bank quality from our regular stock at 20 to 50% below our already low...